Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I mean, it is just unbelievable. I was looking at players they're saying that could change teams this winter that are in the playoffs. Gerrit Cole, we've already heard that story that they can't afford to pay him. They don't want to pay him a ton of money, and that's what he's going to get. Rendon is a guy from the Nationals that is going to – he's already been offered $220 by him, and he didn't take it. So he thinks he's worth $300 million. That home run tonight, he's up to $250 now. Josh Donaldson of the Braves, he'll probably – they'll let him go, I would think, because of his age. He had a great year for them, though. I don't see him doing it again.
If somebody wants to give him some extra years or things like that, he won't be back there. Braves won't give him big.
Ryu, Dodgers out. Marcell Ozuna, the Cardinals. Didi, do you think the Yankees will get rid of Didi and move Glaber over?
I do not.
You think they'll keep him?
I do.
And leave it just the way it is?
Yes.
Dallas Keuchel is another guy that the Braves could lose. Odorizzi of the Twins. Edwin Encarnacion. I like him on the Yankees, to be honest with you. I think he's got a sick bat.
I don't think he'll be back with them, but there just isn't room for him. I mean, they've got guys sitting right now that, you know, Voit isn't even going to play. I mean, Voit's going to cost them a lot less money than – I know it's the Yankees and who cares about money, but Voit's going to cost them a lot less money than Edwin Encarnacion.
I think Edwin Encarnacion, he's old, but he's better than Voit.
Oh, he's a much better. He's a professional. You know, he's no
he's no joke.
No joke hitter. I mean,
he reminds me of the guy Cruz.
Nelson Cruz, yeah.
They just gave him an extension today, didn't they?
They picked up his option.
Is that what they did? And then the other one is Avisel Garcia of the Rays.
Also noted, Steven Strasburg has an opt-out.
Oh, and he can leave.
I expect him to exercise that after the way he's performed in the playoffs so far.
So he can opt out of his deal, and they have to give him a new deal?
He's got a ton of money left on his deal right now, but if he performs like this in the postseason and Gerrit Cole gets a boatload of money, why wouldn't he opt out?
Yeah, and he did the job tonight. What, did he give up three runs and then hang tough?
Yeah, he held it at three. He gave up the early three runs right. And then held in there for a while. And him and Buehler both pitched good.
Can you believe that they never scored another run in that game? They were up 3-0, and was it the first inning they scored it?
First and second.
There you go.
Two in the first, one in the second.
That's crazy, right?
What a shame.
So you think, B-Mac, you think the Cardinals are going to win the...
Oh, well, let's be fair.
Wait
a second here with this guy. He's got... This is all emotion. I mean, this guy's got coin. He's got a ticket. Like, if he didn't have that ticket, you can't go by what he's saying. He's picking the Cardinals because he's got scratch on it.
Right.
Okay, that's all that... This guy is blinded by the dollar here right now. That's it.
That may have to do with it.
Yeah, he's not going to look at this from any kind of reasonable angle. There's only one angle, and I don't blame him. Listen, I support anything that has to
but
do with money.
But he needs them to win 8 games, not 4.
Yeah, but he's still got to win these 4.
The beauty of it is if my Yankees get to the World Series, I almost can't. I mean, it's like a consolation prize almost.
You'd rather the Yankees win the World Series than win your money?
100% I want the Yankees to win the World Series. But if they happen to lose to the Cardinals, I feel a little bit.
Would you bet 100 to win 650?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Yankee one doesn't pay that.
No.
Yanks don't pay 650.
Yanks was 120.
I can't even believe Joe Kelly gave up a grand slam. I really can't.
Well, he tried to extend out of him. He pitched a good ninth inning, brought him back out
for
the 10th.
Why wouldn't you go to Jansen?
I mean, these are the questions that Dave Roberts is going to have to answer at the podium.
I mean, why would, when he loaded the bases, why wouldn't you bring in your closer at that point? You're in big trouble, and you leave the guy in. Now, grant you, they walked one guy, and then... did they walk two of them? Is that how it got full?
The first was a single and then a double by
right,
by,
and then they walked
and then they
one.
Intentionally walked to put the
right.
man on first.
And then he gave up the grand.
Which I don't have a problem with because I'd rather pitch to Kendrick than Soto also. But it
but
didn't
you're
work
the home
out for him.
You're the home team here. How do you not use your closer in the top of the inning there? It doesn't make any sense in a tie game. The move just is irrational. It makes no sense here.
I know he hasn't been the same this year, but still, you got to put him on the mound.
That is crazy. I mean, but I can't even believe. I'll give you this: that baseball has amazed me tonight to the point of it. Both of those games were so unbelievable that it's mind blowing, right? It's earth shattering. I'm sitting here talking about baseball more than I have the entire summer.
Two very different games, too.
Completely wacko games. 10-0, 13-0 they led, and then they went 13-1. And then to see the Dodgers up 3-0 and lose. And to lose the lead and then lose by a grand slam.
With the mighty Clayton Kershaw on the mound in the eighth with a two-run lead.
Can you even believe it? And they're just celebrating at Dodger Stadium. And they're,
yes, they should.
And the Dodger fans are going home. And if you are wearing a Nationals jersey right now, leaving that ballpark, take it off.
By the way,
you're gonna
how
get
about,
shanked.
What do you think? A nice crack of a beverage at the Bryce Harper compound in Vegas tonight, watching the Nationals go to the NLCS here?
Yeah, I'm sure they're
going,
celebrating.
That beer going down good for Harper tonight? Watching his old team?
Go to the,
to the
NLCS.
The team that never won with him there. They never got it done with Harper there. Ever. Harper gone. Nationals get the monkey off their back and go to the NLCS this
That's
year.
That's crazy.
What's even worse about this decision to not put your closer in? The lineup in the top bottom of the 10th was Muncy, Turner, and Bellinger. Your top run-producing part of the lineup.
Your three best.
So why would you not put your closer in, have him put up a zero in the top of the 10th, and then hope to walk it off in the bottom? This is just such a dumb move.
Yeah, it was bad. That's why I think they'll think about firing him. I really do. I think he butchered this game and just totally mismanaged it.
He's done in the past, too. He had bad moves in the World Series last year and the year before.
Listen, just fail, fail, fail. That's what he's done. And you, everybody keeps talking about all these games he wins that don't matter. When it matters most, he doesn't get it done. And I think in Los Angeles, at some point or another, people are going to be like, enough of it already. We just can't have it. He could set the table, but he never made a good dinner, right? So, you know, I think he's done a great job, and I think it might actually be time to move on because there might, you know, they may believe that there's someone else that could actually get it done. I don't know who that is. It's obviously not him. I mean, I know no one wants to admit this, but maybe it just isn't him. Maybe he can't get it done. And you know what? I actually, you know, a lot of people will blame him and blame Kershaw. I'm more inclined to blame the players than I am some manager sitting in the dugout. That they give way too much credit for these managers and making their decisions. The players play and they execute, and the Joe Kelly's the guy that served up that grand slam. Kershaw's the guy that served up the Rendon and Soto. Dave Roberts had nothing to do with that. He put him in there, but he didn't take out Kelly. I would have probably, so what? So Kershaw was in, gave up the back-to-back. Then they brought in Kelly to finish it, and then he came back out for a second inning,
no,
right?
No, Maeda came in.
Oh, Maeda, that's
and
right.
And got those two strikeouts.
So then he
the
went
eighth.
In the 10th with Kelly.
Ninth and 10th.
Ninth
Kelly
and
pitched
tenth.
The ninth, pitched good, and then brought him back out for the 10th.
Why wouldn't you have just brought out Jansen for the 10th? I mean, what are you thinking?
There's
so
your question.
That's why I believe they're going to talk in L.A. all day tomorrow and the rest of the week about this guy screwed this up. They're going to fire him. Now, you're probably right. He'll be there for another 5 years. But I think they are going to discuss it. I think somebody's going to say, we had this game won, and why didn't you go to Jansen? What were you thinking leaving that guy out there? All of these reasons, I think, will factor into the possibility that they're going to think about getting rid of him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.